Zakta Hel Gemishna Vaita Masechtas Krisas Perik Hey Mishnah Gimel. So what did we learn in the previous Mishnah? We had a dialogue between Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Tarfin. Rabbi Tarfin tainted to Rabbi Akiva that according to you, if a person finds out that he was over Me'ila, he winds up bringing two Hashamais, the Asham Tali that he brought originally when he wasn't sure, and then the Asham Me'ilais that he brings now. So Rabbi Tarfin said, as we learned in the previous Mishnah, Ma lezeh mevi shtei Hashamais. Why should this person bring two Hashamais? Rather, you're not sure if you were Me'il Behegdish or not? Bring the Me'ila payment and the extra fifth. He should bring an Asham that's worth two Slayim, said Rabbi Tarfin. And he should say like this, if I find out that I definitely was over Me'ila, this money will be my Me'ila payment, and this animal is my Asham Me'ilais. And if it's a Safik, so Hamois, the money that I gave is a donation to the Beis HaMikdash, and the Asham is an Asham Tali. Now you can do this, Reb Tarfin argued, because one brings an Asham when you for sure were Ivor Mila from the same type of behemoth, the one brings an Asham for the Safik, for the Asham Tali. It's a ram that's worth at least two Slayim. It's used both for Asham Me'ilais and Asham Tali. So why is it necessary to bring two Ashamis? And our Mishnah continues with Rabbi Akiva's response. Perik Hei Mishnah Gimel. Amalei Rabbi Akiva, Rabbi Akiva said to Reb Tarfin, Nirim devarecha b'me'ila me'uta. Your taina, that a person who doesn't know whether he was over me'ila for sure, should bring the me'ila money and a single carbon and make a tanai. Either it's an Asham Tali or it's an Asham Me'ilais. That would make sense if we're talking about a small amount of money. I'm not sure if I use a small amount from Hegdish. So the Me'ila payment is small. And it makes sense for him to bring that payment, get it over with, and a single Asham, and make the Tanai. Either it's taka my Me'ila payment and the Asham is an Asham Vadai, or if I never find out, fine, it was a donation, and the carbon is an Asham Tali. But Haresha Ba, Al Yadai, Safik Me'ila, B'meyam Mana. What if someone comes across a case where he's not sure, and it could be it was a huge amount of money, like 100 Mana? So you're asking him to bring a lot of money here, and maybe it's only going to be a donation? Maybe it's not necessary? Lo yafalai, is it not better for him? Shiyavi asham b'shtei slayim? Let him just bring an asham, a regular asham, tali, no payment for two slayim. Lo yavi safik me'ila b'meya mana. And don't force him to bring 100 mana as a me'ila payment for something that may not even be necessary. If he finds out at the end that he was over me'ila, so he'll pay the money and an asham me'ilais. He would still be way ahead. 100 mana equals 2,500 slayim. And remember, like we learned in the previous Mishnah, with an Asham Tali, there's no payment. Wait a second, says the Mishnah. Kumtachai, so we see from here. Ha-moide Rabbi Kiva, Rabbi Kiva is moide Reb Tarfin b'me'ila mu'ates. Rabbi Kiva would agree with Reb Tarfin that if it's a small amount of money, then Reb Tarfin's mahalach of one carbon and a tanai, this would be good even according to Rabbi Akiva. So now the Mishnah goes on to something else. Ha'isha shehaviya chata sa'oif safik. This woman lost her baby. Now, if a woman has a child, she has to bring karbanes. One carbon is a carbon chatas, a bird carbon chatas, which is eaten by the kohen. What if the woman miscarried? She lost the baby. It depends. Depending on what the fetus looked like. She may have to bring a chatas, she may not. Sometimes we're not sure. So she has to bring it on a suffix. So Isha Shavia chatas oif suffix. This woman lost her baby. She brought a bird chatas, not really knowing she's 100% mechuyev to bring a chatas. She brings the chatas, but it can't be eaten by the kayanim, because we don't know if there's takachiyev chatas. And imachalei nimlika, before the bird had its malika, Malika is the type of shechita that's done for a bird. It's done with the kohen's fingernail from the other side, but whatever the case may be, it's called Malika. Im atchalei nimlika, if before the Malika, noidila sheyol devade, you came out of sack, no. According to the kind of baby that she lost, she's mechuyev achatas. Very good, so tasen avade, she makes this chatas, which she thought would be a safik chatas, avadei chatas. She doesn't have to change the type of carbon. Shemimin shei mevi'a aloi hoida, because the kind of carbon you bring when you're not sure is the same as the vadei chatas. So no problem. What you thought is a safik tasen avadei now becomes a vadei. And the kehanim can either get any other chatas. And this can be done, shemimin shei mevi'a aloi hoida, mevi'a al hoida, because it's the same mean. Why does the Mishnah discuss it over here? Because it's similar to what we learned about the Ashim Tali and the Ashim Vadai that are the same. Okay. So, chazing over our Mishnah, Perikai Mishnah Gimel. Reb Tarf and Tainet Reb Yekiva, you say, bring an Ashim Tali. When he finds out, bring an Ashim Vadai. If he finds out that Itaka was for sure Maidel Be'Hekdash. Tainet Reb Tarfin, why bring two karbanais? Let him bring a payment and a carbon and make a Tanai. If I never find out the payment is a donation and the carbon is an Ashim Tali, and if I do find out, so the payment is my Mi'ilah payment, which I have to bring, and the carbon is an Ashim Vadai because it's the same type of carbon. So Rabbi Kiva answered, that's if there's not a lot of money here. So it's Taka Kedai to do it this way. But if he's Mesupik about being Moil Behegdish of 100 Amana, which is 2,500 Zuzim, so you're going to make him pay for it when maybe he doesn't have to? Maybe he'll never find out? Maybe he was never Mayal Behegdish and Ashim Tali is enough? But Anachanami, if it's a small amount, instead of bringing an Ashim Tali first, and later on if he finds out an Ashim Vadai, so it's not good, better if he does it. Even according to Rabbi Akiva, Akiva would be Maida, bring one carbon, make the little payment, and make it tonight. Either it's an Ashim Tali or it's an Ashim Vadai. The Mishnah pointed out, in a similar vein, a woman that brings a chatas oif safik, but before the malika we found out she's taka mechuyev, no problem. And automatically you can switch it to a chatas vadai. The kehanim would be allowed to eat the meat now, otherwise they would not be allowed to eat if it's only a safik. And here too you can do that because the safik and the vadai chatas come from the same type of carbon.